KFIZ News Time 10:39 coming up on 10:40 as Fond du Lac Today continues from the AirTech Heating Studios on a Wednesday. It's March 3rd of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you. And for our final segment here on a Wednesday, we're going to talk some health updates. Of course, COVID-19 and vaccine distribution is the focus these days. And we're joined by Fond du Lac County Public Health Officer Kim Miller to keep us up to date on the latest news. Obviously, vaccine updates coming out this week, Monday. Of course, a new group or additional groups have become eligible for the vaccine. So we're going to talk about that process and more here this morning with Kim. Kim, good morning. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you for having me, Spencer.
Yeah, appreciate you taking some time. I think a lot of us seeing the forecast are very hopeful, and we hopeful for spring here very soon. And hearing this vaccine news, obviously with new groups being eligible, and then the president announcing yesterday that it looks like the availability for vaccines for everybody in the U.S. is going to be accelerated by about 2 months. That's certainly good news, but still dealing with the pandemic and dealing with distributing the vaccine, and a lot going on in the world of health news here as we start the month of March, correct?
Absolutely. You know, getting news that more vaccine is going to become available to the states as well as us at the local level is music to my ears. Once we get the vaccine, Spencer, we are ready to go and just start vaccinating people.
So let's talk about the new groups, Kim, that became eligible starting Monday. It's news that has been talked about over the last few months or so. Obviously, as the state makes their decisions as to when these groups become available, it was thought that it would become the case on March 1st that we'd see groups like educators and childcare workers become eligible. Also, some other folks start to be able to receive their vaccines. And I know the health department put out a press release earlier this week talking about the groups that are eligible for the vaccine starting this past Monday. Explain to us kind of this process and what does this new round of vaccine eligibility mean for those groups going forward?
Yeah, so just as you mentioned, the rest of Phase 1B, because there were a couple groups that in Phase 1B, such as police and fire, that we did do earlier, but now that we are in Phase 1B, that opens it up to the rest of that group. But with the direction from the state, educators as well as child care, that would include K through 12 as well as higher education and daycares, would be that priority group to take care of first. And the state has actually designated specific vaccine that they've set aside for us at the local level to receive starting March 15th. But with this new group being open March 1st, we are able to, if we have vaccine, start vaccinating this group. So for Fond du Lac County specifically and the Fond du Lac County schools that we work with, we are holding our first clinic for K through 12 this Friday. So we should be taking care of 1,000 individuals that clinic. 900 of those individuals would be specifically educators from our Fond du Lac County schools. And then 100 individuals would be our Phase 1A individuals. So if you are an individual and you fall within that Phase 1A group, we recommend that you call the Fond du Lac County Health Department to get on our list. So the next time we have a first dose clinic, that would be our priority, is to get all of those individuals on our list into that first dose clinic first, and then we will backfill it with anybody from Phase 1B in the priority groups that we're currently working on, which right now would be those educators and daycares.
That was a question I wanted to follow up on, because obviously there are probably still folks out there in that Phase 1A. You mentioned the 65 plus that are still waiting for maybe first dose, maybe second dose. So you would encourage those folks that might be listening today that say, hey, I haven't gotten my vaccine yet and I fall into this Phase 1A. The message would be, A, probably you're not forgotten about, obviously, but you want them to call the health department and schedule or get on your list. Is that correct?
Yeah. So if you are an individual and you're 65 and older, the recommendation for you would be to go to your primary care provider. So around our area, we have Freidert Health, we have SSM Health, as well as Aurora Healthcare. Call if you are associated with them. Please call and work to schedule a vaccine through them. Now, if you are an individual that does not fall with in, maybe you don't have a primary care provider, or maybe you haven't had an encounter with, you know, one of the healthcare systems in the area, then the recommendation would be to call the health department, and we will walk through that person, you know, to make sure that they don't qualify for one of those other areas. Then we would want to get that individual on our list.
When you talk about the educators and the child care, that's obviously the priority group, but there are other folks within that new group of people that became eligible on March 1st. Just looking at the list here, it's obviously some public-facing essential workers, non-frontline essential healthcare personnel, and also congregate living facility staff and residents. I know the health department included some information about or with an interest form. Is that correct? Explain that process.
Yep. So right now, as I mentioned, educators and child cares are first in that new Phase 1B group that just opened up on Monday. So for all of those other groups, we want to proactively work ahead and ensure that we are, when we're ready, knowing who is in that group next and have a means to reach out to them in a quick manner to get them set up with our next first dose clinic for those folks. So if you are in that remaining eligible Phase 1B group, that would be individuals enrolled in Medicaid long-term care programs, some public-facing essential workers, non-frontline essential health care personnel, as well as congregate living facilities, staff, and residents, we want to know your information, and we are recommending that organizations, if you employ employees that fall within these groups, that you designate one person to fill out an interest form that would be located on our website, so then we can get all of that good information from you. And then once we have a clinic available for your employees, then all we need to do is send you the link, and then that person sends it out to their employees.
So one person from, say, a business or an organization should fill out that link, and then the information will be sent in via the interest form, and the process goes from there, correct?
Absolutely.
Very good. And that's on the health department homepage, I take it?
Absolutely.
Very good. So with that news, obviously the vaccine eligibility is one thing, but Wisconsin, the DHS, Department of Health Services, also announcing this week that they are going to be receiving, looks like 47,000 doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Obviously having a third vaccine available is definitely good news. From your perspective with the health department, what does that mean for the pace of getting people vaccinated? It can only mean good things, right?
Yeah, you know, the Johnson & Johnson being one dose vaccine series, that's it makes everything that much easier. You know, you don't have to have two clinics. You can just have one clinic and then a whole separate clinic if you're doing Johnson & Johnson again for a whole separate group of people. So you're able to vaccinate a lot more people more quickly. What does it mean for Fond du Lac County specifically? The best answer right now is I just don't know. I fill out a survey from the state weekly, and then I find out 1 week prior to receiving that vaccine how much and what kind of vaccine I'll be receiving. They also do ask if you are able to get a different kind of vaccine, would you? And so always I'm willing to take any type of vaccine, any amounts that they're willing to give me. So whether I get Moderna, Pfizer, or now Johnson & Johnson, I'm grateful for any vaccine the state's able to give me. You know, I really just want to, you know, get people vaccinated as quickly as possible.
It's not about, what kind. It's just the fact that you're getting it.
Absolutely. Yes. And it should never be about what kind. You know, you shouldn't go vaccine shopping from place to place because, you know, the vaccine is effective. It works. It protects you. So get one.
Right. And I was just looking at the numbers before we came on the air. It looks like obviously the state 16% with vaccination, but it looks like the county is doing pretty well when it comes to a pace of getting people the vaccine. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, and actually I don't have that up right now, but you can go on the state website and look up every county to see where they're at. The last time I looked, I think we were at, and this was probably about a week ago, probably about 15.6. So I would like to hope that we're doing better than the state as a whole. You know, that's just me being optimistic, but, you know, I guess I'll have to look and see where we're at percentage-wise.
Kim, I wanted to close. I know you wanted to remind people the COVID-19 testing site with the National Guard. The final one is tomorrow at the fairgrounds, correct?
Yes, so tomorrow will be our last COVID-19 testing site located at the Fond du Lac County Fairgrounds. They are running it from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And again, this will be the last opportunity. So if for whatever reason you feel like you need a test, you're experiencing symptoms, you were in close contact with somebody who tested positive, you can utilize this opportunity one more time. Once this is gone, the opportunity will, you know, we aren't going to renew it or extend it. The reason why we initially started this testing site at the fairgrounds was because our local COVID clinics through SSM was so inundated and the wait was extremely long because of the need that was out there at that time. Mm-hmm. We've really surpassed that need right now, and the need really isn't there quite as much as it was by probably like fourfold. So basically, we were seeing about 800 or 900 people, you know, on a day like this, for, you know, doing the same hours, and now we're seeing less than 100. So, you know, the need is really not there. So we will be taking away this opportunity, and we will not be extending it. But if you do feel you need a COVID test for any reason, you know, please call our COVID clinic.
Very good. Kim, anything else you wanted folks to know about this morning before we say goodbye?
No, I would just say, you know, if you're not familiar with the Fond du Lac County website, we keep that up to date. It has the latest and greatest information. So please check out our website. We have a whole page just for vaccines and vaccine information, where we are at with our vaccine rollout in the community, and then where new opportunities other than what the health department's doing. It also talks about what healthcare providers are doing, as well as other opportunities such as Walgreens. We will be calling all of our Pick and Save or Kroger stores here in Fond du Lac County to determine if they are ones that did receive vaccines, so that could become another opportunity for our residents.
Very good, Kim. Thank you as always. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Fond du Lac County Public Health Officer Kim Miller joining us here in KFIZ, keeping us up to date on the latest